This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hopefully you are prepared for this glorious day of sports. The Stars start the playoffs at 4:30. The Mavericks play at 5:30. And then you can hear the Rangers at 8:05, 7:30 pregame. Right here on 105.3 The Fans. You got sports after sports after sports right here on The Fan.
This is one of the best days, right?
Hell yeah, it is.
I mean, I know the Cowboys aren't playing. That would just take it way over the top. Like, if they had a noon start, could you imagine, like, if the Cowboys were playing at noon today? But I'm going to – I mean, I am – look, as much as – look, for Stars hockey, being honest, I watch a little bit of the regular season, and I watched some of the Blues game the other day. They were losing 1-0 most of the time I was watching.
Yes.
But I am – at 4:30, I'm sitting down. I got to get to the – I got to make sure that I get my taco meat ready and everything, and so the kids and everybody have dinner at 6 o'clock ready to go, so I'm making Taco Tuesday.
You have to send a check or a Venmo to LeBron to make that happen, because that's his idea.
I'm not going to say the Rumble thing, but isn't that like something we can't say because we like that's illegal?
Oh that, yeah, don't say that.
But like we can still say Taco Tuesday, right? That he hasn't.
Yes,
gone that
I'm just
far
kidding.
With it.
I'm only kidding.
And then I'm sitting down at 4:30, and I am enjoying some Tex-Mex, and I probably won't leave the television till about 11:30 p.m. after the Ranger game.
Ooh, combo platter.
Oh, I have to do that.
If you say combo platter, Reggie's eyes light up every single time, Kevin. I'm just saying.
So we talked about the dust up between the A's and the Astros. Oakland outfielder Ramon Laureano said that
this is great.
Alex Cintron made a crude remark about his mom that led to all this. And later on, he said he regretted it, but not because he felt bad about the fight. He was like, oh, that guy's not worth my time. So it wasn't that he regretted the fight. He was like, that guy's not worth my time. So I really wanted to know, 877-881-1053, what is the best bit of trash talk either you've ever been responsible for or you have ever heard? I like this as an example from the 817. How's your wife and my kids from Major League?
That's a movie, Kevin.
But it's succinct. It's really compact, but it packs a punch, man. Woo!
I still have to go with one of my favorite lines ever.
Mouthwash.
Was from Larry Bird. No, mouthwash is beautiful. Thank you, Jalen Rose. But Larry Bird in the – was it the 86 All-Star game when he's in the locker room and he says, I'm just looking around to see who's going to finish second. Because that's just telling everybody in the room, y'all don't even stand a chance. Why are you even trying?
Are you – let me ask you this. Are you feeling good if he – like, let's say you're Craig Elo or Craig Hodges and he points to you and he goes, you get to finish second. Are you like – oh, well, that's nice. He thinks I'm the best of this bunch of losers.
Our Dallas Maverick, Detlef Schrempf, finished either second or third to Larry Bird, because I know Larry won the first three three-point competitions ever had, so 86 through 88. Yeah, man, I will tell you this. One of the best rants I've ever seen was when I was in low A ball, and I believe it was Piedmont was the Phillies organization, and I wish I could remember the manager. He got so mad at the umpire and got tossed out that he brought a tee out. We had to stop the game for 5 minutes because he was so mad, and he went and found a tee, and he moved the tee around to show the umpire where a ball should be a strike and where a ball should be a ball based on where the tee is for the lower part of the zone and then the upper part of the zone, and it was outstanding. I know it's not like maybe talking trash, but Joe Miklick, who was the manager for the Frisco Rough Riders for a long time, you can go on YouTube and just see all of the great rants that he had on the field where he's been managing, for 20-plus years, and he could put on a great show.
From the 817, Zach from Brock, he said, honestly, the best trash talk I've ever heard was from Coach Ballsack calling someone a piece of dump.
That was quality.
I felt about you yesterday, Mike, because we started watching.
That was A-Rod,
yep.
Right?
Yes, he's a piece of dump.
I heard from one of the people that I know kind of, but my dad plays golf with, former great pitcher in the major leagues and pitching coach, Claude Osteen. He said that was pretty entertaining.
So we were watching The Sopranos last night, and one of the kids calls another kid a fart knocker. And, of course, I thought about Bassick, and my wife's like, what is a fart knocker? I was like, we need to ask Bassick because he says that all the time. From the 254, my favorite bit of trash talk, the one from Mighty Ducks 3 where Kennedy says, hey, 44, you don't play very well. Man, that would just be hurtful right there. He doesn't learn your name, but he really wants to make sure to let you know that you don't play well. That would hurt my feelings. Reggie, some people are shouting out. Do we have the audio or no? We do have the audio?
We do have the audio.
People are shouting this trash talk from Reggie, which also you could find the video because we were all loving it.
One game, and it's not fair because, look, I would never take Trubisky for Dak Prescott. But Trubisky played better when it was head-to-head last year. Trubisky was a better quarterback on that day. When it was head-to-head, to me, it's a no-brainer, no-doubter. Josh Allen outplayed Dak Prescott on that Thanksgiving day. It was confusing to me because going into the game, it's like we have the better quarterback, and I'm like, holy cow, that dude's way better than our quarterback today on Thanksgiving. I know, that's stupid vacuum going off in here.
Do you have a vacuum going off in there?
That's what he just said, Corey.
The robot thing is underneath my feet, and it's wanting to vacuum the house. And I'm like,
it's
no.
The new Vegas stadium.
Is it trying to pick up that trash take you just put down?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, man.
There's some other stuff about that.
I was like,
that,
you have the wrong audio if you're trying to do the A-Rod rant. I was like, should I tell you guys like a 30 seconds into this clip that I don't think this is the A-Rod rant?
But what Bassick really heard from that is, hold on, this isn't about me. So, no.
Hey, Kevin, from Steve Spurrier. After they beat Kentucky 54-3 in 2011, he said, Kentucky has a heck of a punter. I know that.
Oh, my God.
Spurrier's got a lot of it. Hey, man, the head ball coach, he's got a lot of it. He's a very shady dude.
From the 806 and the 512, from the movie Mr. Baseball, do you have any naked pictures of your wife? Want to see some? Man, that is a good
I will
bit
tell
of
you
trash
this,
talk.
Real life trash talk. I remember this as a kid. There was a video I got from our Sports Illustrated subscription, and I forget, it was like NFL's greatest hits and bloopers or something, but Lawrence Taylor was mic'd up, and he went to the sideline one time and started screaming to the other sideline on how he was pretty much going to murder the quarterback, and I was like, if I was that quarterback, I would quit right now because he has murdered a quarterback. He murdered Joe Theismann's leg. And so I was like, when I heard him talking trash on the football field in that deal, and I think you can go to YouTube and find it. But Lawrence Taylor, when he got into the moment of rage in playing football, I was like, my God, I want to be nowhere around this person because I think he can kill somebody.
From the 817, I will never forget Sean telling RJ, watch the damn games, RJ.
And that was awesome.
From the 682, I can't believe this didn't get its own subsection in The Last Dance. Scottie Pippen about Karl Malone, mailman don't deliver on Sundays.
Classic.
That is an amazing bit of trash talk, but I feel like they had to edit that out because it makes Scottie Pippen not look like a fool.
And poor.
Yeah.
To go back to the Steve Spurrier point, like, I realized that SI actually has like a whole list of like his top 15 burns because Spurrier did this all the time. But the one that I thought of was back when, you know, obviously when he was coaching in the SEC and, you know, they played Tennessee and Tennessee had, you know, Peyton Manning and they'd go to the Citrus Bowl all the damn time. And he said, you can't spell citrus without UT. And he also talked about how He also talked about how Peyton Manning came back for his senior year because he wanted to be a 3-time Citrus Bowl All-Star or something like that. Yeah. No, Steve Spurrier came with the jokes.
Man, I know I've said this before. Honestly, my favorite bit of trash talk ever, and I felt bad because you're supposed to like just be quiet and sit in the press box. I legitimately started to laugh out loud and had to contain myself because I was at a high school soccer regional and this guy yelled out, he goes, "Hey, ref, if you had one more eye, you'd be a Cyclops." I, like, legitimately started to laugh, and then I covered up my face because I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be laughing out loud at that. I thought it was hilarious. The other time was I was at a basketball playoff game, and we're allowed to sit at the scorer's table. And this coach was going after the ref all game, and it was amazing to see him back down. He goes, hey, ref. Call it both ways, why don't you? He would come back down the court. He goes, "Hey, ref, give us a break. Why don't you call the game both ways?" And then finally, the ref stopped and goes, "Are you insinuating that I'm calling this game unfairly?" And then the coach goes, "Whoa, I didn't say that." And I'm sitting at the scorer's table. I was like, "That's literally what you just said, coach." And he goes, "I'm just saying, that girl down on the block, she's holding." And I was like, "You just said," and he looked at me like I was going to back him up, and I just kind of shook my head like, "No, you definitely said he's not calling the game fairly."
So the Larry Bird moment against Xavier McDaniel, I think everybody knows that, right? Like I'm getting the ball, I'm going to take two dribbles to the left, I'm going to step back behind the three-point line and stick it. Like, we all, and then he, dude, like, just in his face the whole time. I never knew that he said afterwards, "Damn, I didn't mean to leave any time left on the clock." I never knew that that was a line quality that he also dropped.
He
on
did
him
it in the NBA Finals when tier. I was watching. When I was watching the highlights, like AC Green and James Worthy are like, he told us in one of the games as a timeout happened, he goes, "Hey, just to tell you, if you're worried about defense, I'm going to that corner and making a three." And he did. Like, he was just like, he told everybody on the Lakers, "Just so you know, this is where I'm going, and I'm getting the ball, and it's over. There's nothing you can do about it."
The coldest people, it naturally lends itself to that because you're not limited by anything. To bring it to soccer, which I know you guys will love, Thierry Henry used to be a striker predominantly at Arsenal.
Yeah, I know.
Do you? Wow, that's amazing because you never get team names right. Apparently,
what do you mean?
A manager at Chelsea, Mourinho, was...
Manchester Chelsea is my favorite club.
So much. Mourinho was talking to the press that, you know, Henry can only score in big game or in small games, and when they played Chelsea, Henry scored, and he said, "I guess he was right." So he's like, basically, yeah, your team stinks. This is a small game. This one doesn't matter.
Kevin Patrick Roy. I can't really hear what Jeremy Roenick says because I've got my two Stanley Cups rings in my ears.
Golly. I saw this from the 972, 254, and 469 from the Sandlot. How's that not getting any love when he yells out, "You play ball like a girl"?
Because girls can play ball too.
I don't think you're allowed to say that
it's
anymore.
Inclusive now.
One more, and I know you remember this guy, Corey, from Plano Senior, John Roberson. He went on to win Mr. Basketball for the state of Texas.
Mouthwash Roberson is what we called him.
Nobody called him that. Nope. There was a game where the opposing coach was mad. He kept getting so many foul calls. And when he's at the free throw line, he goes, "Hey, he's not in the NBA yet." And the guy, John stopped dribbling the basketball and looked right at him. And I was like, "Oh, I wouldn't have said that. You're screwed now." And he just dominated them for the rest of the game.
I think he scored 25 the rest of that game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.